I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 7:45. A new study gives high marks for New Mexico's strategy to fight opioid abuse. But as Mayor Ortega reports, that's not the whole story.
New Mexico's rate of opioid overdose deaths used to be one of the worst in the country, but it's slowly been improving. A new study says some of the state's strategies could be helping. The National Safety Council took stock of the methods state used to prevent overdoses, and New Mexico earned perfect marks because of things like data sharing and tightened prescription rules. But Dr. Joanna Katzman says these strategies can be a double-edged sword. She leads the University of New Mexico's pain clinic.
There's been a tightening up of clinicians prescribing opioids, and as opioids have been becoming more expensive on the street, people are turning more to heroin.
Overdose deaths from heroin are going up locally and nationally, Katzman says, and tighter prescription rules may keep people from becoming addicted to opioids in the first place. The study gave our state credit for treatment efforts, but a lack of affordability and addiction service options continues to hamper progress. For KUNM, I'm Mayor Ortega.
President Donald Trump's decision to send troops to the southern border is driving Mexico's presidential campaigns. All four candidates have put aside their differences and rallied against a common enemy, Trump. But as Fronteras reporter Jorge Valencia explains, the public rebuke is coming from all spheres of the Mexican government.
Muchas gracias, Presidente.
Senator Laura Rojas walks to the lectern in the Mexican Senate chamber. She points the microphone toward her chin and begins reading a message for President Trump.
La relación de México con Estados Unidos.
She demands respect for the people of Mexico.
Segundo.
She gets applause. She calls the militarization
Tercero.
Of the border an insult. More applause. She calls for no further cooperation stopping transnational crime until Trump shows more civility.
Presidente Donald Trump no se conduzca con la civilidad.
Yes, I'm Laura Rojas, and I'm the chairwoman of the Committee on Foreign Affairs.
Rojas says Trump has been insulting Mexico and Mexicans since he was a candidate, and they want him to show respect.
Another thing that we think that he must do is to stop conducting the relation with the Mexican government based on lies.
Rojas is referring to, for example, Trump characterizing NAFTA as Mexico's, quote, cash cow. An analysis from the Mexico Institute, a Washington-based think tank, shows 5 million jobs across the U.S. depend on cross-border trade. Mexico, after all, imports more from the U.S. than China does.
And another thing is that all the time he's like threatening and blackmailing, and that makes it impossible to cooperate and to.
So when Trump tweeted this week that he was going to send the National Guard to the border, Rojas says,
it was absolutely necessary to say something.
A few blocks from the Senate on Thursday, one of the four presidential candidates delivers a letter to the U.S. Embassy. Margarita Zavala, the only independent in the race, tells a gaggle of reporters that all candidates agree on this one issue. When it comes to defending the dignity of their country, they'll act together, Zavala says. And she's sort of right. Andrés Manuel López Obrador, a perennial candidate, tells a rally that he won't allow any foreign government to turn Mexico into a piñata. And Ricardo Anaya, at 39, the youngest of the candidates, in a press conference, criticizes President Enrique Peña Nieto for not addressing their bully head on.
Mexicanas y Mexicanos.
That changed on Thursday afternoon when Peña Nieto put out a video telling Trump that if he's frustrated with his country's Congress, he should address them, not the Mexican people.
Diríjase a ellos, no a los mexicanos.
Peña Nieto has been trying to look at the long term, says Tony Garza, a U.S. ambassador to Mexico under President George W. Bush.
I think they're playing a long game in terms of the relationship, and I also think they're playing a longer game in terms of the economics.
Garza says both countries have benefited from NAFTA, and both countries are fighting the same threats: terrorism, human trafficking, drugs.
And the only way that we can effectively deal with transnational threats is through transnational cooperation.
But how will that cooperation look like? Here's Senator Laura Rojas again.
Well, honestly, I don't know. That's one of the problems. No, President Trump, we can expect everything, even the unexpected things.
Rojas says that unless Trump shows more willingness to collaborate, he too can expect to see less goodwill from Mexico. In Mexico City, I'm Jorge Valencia.